This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPM.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
50 years. 50 years, as the song goes. 525,600 minutes, 1 year. Multiply that by 50. That's a number that'll take up way too much time on the radio. Moving on. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf, holding it down Memorial Day weekend, shining a light on albums that turned 50 years old this year. Hard to believe when you dive into the crates as we look at the likes of David Bowie, Led Zeppelin IV, John Lennon, Imagine, right? All essential, all still being sold, all timers, basically. Now, before you get bent and say, well, that song was actually released in 72, not 71, it was 73. Well, listen, we are focusing on the albums here as the headliner. So don't go writing your congressman, okay? And on that note, time to visit another signature collection and track from The Who. You don't get much bigger than this album with tracks like Won't Get Fooled Again, Behind Blue Eyes, Going Mobile. Who's Next is a lean and powerful assembly born out of the ashes of Pete Townsend's aborted Lifehouse project, which was to be a sequel to Tommy. Ditching that concept, instead The Who pulled back, just going for that straight-up in-your-face rock and roll sound. It's all classic Who.
Like all The Who's records, this is just so filled with energy.
There's Jason Hanley, historian and vice president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Keith Moon, one of the great rock and roll drummers. John Entwistle, I just love his bass playing. It's so melodic, and he's constantly moving around throughout the album. Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey's vocals. The band style really comes together here on this record and just presents such a powerful, powerful album full of tunes.
And one of those tunes, Baba O'Reilly.
Named after Mayor Baba, who was Pete Townsend's guru at the time, and Terry Riley, an avant-garde composer who was famous for the style of minimalism. And you hear that right in the opening of the song Baba O'Reilly. It features a Lowry organ put through an ARP synthesizer, creating this constant rhythmic pattern over and over again. The song, even though it's not that long, it's only about 5 minutes, it feels like it's an entire journey through someone's life with these minimalist pieces going over and over, Daltrey's great vocals. And the band is really cooking at full steam on this song.
Thank you. again, Baba O'Reilly on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. Do not tell me you didn't air wail on some make-believe guitar a la Pete Townsend. One of the band's signature songs there from their Who's Next album, which has ripened to the sweet age of 50 this year. Matt Wolf, and that is what we're doing all Memorial Day weekend, looking back at these immortal offerings at the half-century mark. Time now to head out to the West Coast. L.A. Woman, the sixth studio album from The Doors, notable as the last collection of songs Jim Morrison recorded with the band before he died just 3 months after its release in 71. Now, it took them only 6 days to record it in their rehearsal space on Santa Monica Boulevard.
There's nothing else in The Doors catalog that sounds like L.A. Woman.
There's rock journalist and author Alan Light, who says there were plenty of dimensions to The Doors' sound.
There was the rock and roll side, and there was the poetry and discursive side. I think LA Woman does the most successful merger of those things.
We headed back towards the blues, our roots.
Doors drummer John Densmore told us that wasn't the only shift that led to the album's success.
We purposely just said, we're not going to do more than a couple takes on everything. We're going for the passion. I said to Ray, you know, Miles Davis, his engineer said to him on Miles Live at Carnegie Hall, the opening of So What, there's a big trumpet mistake. And Miles said to the engineer, I don't care. It feels good. That's the template for LA Woman. We're going for the feeling. And Jim was more empowered. We all were, because we had more control. When we were recording, he knew that it would be out there for a long time, and let's make it really good.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her badly? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Like she did 1,000 times before. Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Walking
You're listening to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, brought to you by Grainger. Taron Egerton on Playing Elton John in the movie Rocket Man.
The thing that surprised me most about him is that how shy he was as a young man, because if you meet him now, he's such a towering inferno of confidence and naughtiness. So to know that he was a shy man is surprising when you know him.
1971 Elton John, Madman Across the Water.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band. Pretty eyes, pirate smile, you merry music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Out in the street, handing tickets I've forgotten, turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Dancing in the sand.
Sir Elton John and Tiny Dancer on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. That, of course, from Elton's fourth studio album, Madman Across the Water, released in November of 1971. Okay, did you have your almost famous on the tour bus moment while listening to that? Come on, you know you hummed a few bars. Hats off, of course, to Bernie Taupin and Elton for that earworm. Not bad for 50 years old, right? Hence the title of this show, ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, earmarking some mega influential and important albums unleashed 5 decades ago on the world. And when we return, you never go wrong when it comes to the sounds of Led Zeppelin IV.
It nails every second of what it's going for.
That's coming up on the flip side.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn strives to offer a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Always blasting the biggest hits of all time. Have you had your recommended daily allowance today? Open wide. Here it comes.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Welcome back to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, lighting the grill, kicking back, and tipping the hat to a series of great classic albums that turned 50 years old this year. Matt Wolf, if you had a DeLorean and a flux capacitor, you could head back to 1971. You might be following the exploits of a 1DB Cooper who jumped out of a plane with 200 grand, never to be heard from again. And if you were in Seattle, you may be going to the very first Starbucks, which opened that year, followed by going to, you know, an actual movie theater to see Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And later in the evening, you may have turned on the hi-fi and dropped the needle on this gem. Plant, Page, Bonham & Jones, how do you even begin to describe the masterstroke that is Led Zeppelin IV?
It's the one that crystallizes all of the elements of what they can do, but it also does it in a really concise and tight and focused way.
There's rock journalist and author Alan Light.
You know, there's no fat on this record. There's not a weak moment on Zeppelin IV. And that's a record that's going from, you know, the really acoustic, folky, going to California side to the heaviest thud of When the Levee Breaks to the total, you know, abandon of Black Dog and rock and roll. It's one disc. It nails every second of what it's going for.
Now, the legacy of Led Zeppelin and Led Zeppelin IV cannot be understated, and no one can tell you that more than John Bonham's son, Jason, an accomplished drummer in his own right, and he had the chance to play with his dad's old bandmates back with Celebration Day, the incredible one-shot reunion of Led Zeppelin at London's O2 Arena in 2007.
Watching it back now, there's, I can't believe I actually sang Misty Mountain Hop with Robert Plant, you know, at a huge, it wasn't like a small event. I just watched that and just suddenly kind of got my head around it and went, am I really singing with like a headpiece? I look like something from a Britney Spears set. So yeah, it was very cool.
I'm understand.
You're listening to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, brought to you by Progressive Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today.
Clive Davis on Janis Joplin.
It broke my heart when she died, so very young, with so much more music yet to make. And I was angry because she was depriving everyone of her life force.
1971, Janis Joplin's Pearl.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. One day I'm near Selena Sloan, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, now
Janis Joplin there, of course. Me and Bobby McGee from her second album, Pearl, which turns 50 this year. That was released just a few months after her death, and it's considered by many to be her best work. And of course, Janis's passing at such a young age, 27 years old, you listen to a collection like this, and you can't help but think sort of what might have been if she were still with us today. Matt Wolf, Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, paying homage to some key albums that hit the half century mark. And when we get back, well, after that long, 50 years, you tend to forget a few things.
I still can't remember all the words perfectly.
We'll hear from Rod Stewart. That's on the other side.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Navage. Allergies killing you? Flush out the pollen and breathe easy with Navage. Navage.com.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Always blasting the biggest hits of all time. We're so glad that the other radio stations around here don't know how to have as much fun as we do.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy. Thanks to our partners at Boot Barn. Boot Barn strives to offer a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
Yes, indeed. Going through the crates here and having a lot of fun this Memorial Day weekend as we celebrate albums that turn 50 years old this year. And there are some good ones. Now, hopefully, you got some downtime on your side this weekend. By the way, big tip of the hat, of course, to those who have really stepped up during these crazy days, to say the least. Our frontline workers. You know who you are. We are in your debt big time for everything that you've done. Hats off to you. Matt Wolf, ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 rolls on. Talk about longevity. 50 years, a drop in the bucket for these guys. By the time the Rolling Stones released Sticky Fingers in 1971, it was an album that helped define the Stones 360 degrees. In its music, production, lyrics, even down to the now iconic Zipfly album cover, it was a monster. And Sticky Fingers' opening track and lead single, Brown Sugar, a signature Stone song that continued the hot streak the band was on at that point in their career, and as John Fogerty reminds us,
you know, Honky Tonk Women was such an amazing single. And then they followed it up with something equal, at least. Same feel as that sort of little streak they were on with Jumpin' Jack Flash, and a different song, an incredibly great different song, which is so hard to do. I mean, that's just amazing that they did that.
Go!
Rolling Stones and Brown Sugar recorded here in the U.S. for Sticky Fingers at world-famous Muscle Shoals Studio in Alabama. It's Matt Wolf. This is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, celebrating some classic rock albums like Sticky Fingers that have traveled 50 years around the sun. And since we are in a kind of an English sort of way with the Stones, let's stay in that spirit with Sir Roderick David Stewart. He sold over 250 million records, and he's had 16 top 10 singles here in the U.S. Oh, yeah, he was knighted, too, for his service to music and charity. So it's safe to say, you gotta give Rod Stewart his due. Every Picture Tells a Story was his third studio album, but was considered to be his breakthrough, thanks to its hit track, Maggie May, which was actually the B-side to the first single, Reason to Believe. No great science to this, it just simply became the more popular song.
Maggie May just echoes across the decades.
There's Greg Harris, president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, who says this song resonates for so many reasons.
Such clean resonance, such a distinct voice coming out of Rod Stewart. We are all reminded of the other times we've heard this song, the people we've been with, and the places we've been.
All right, now Rod Stewart himself knows the song is a permanent mainstay with his live shows, something after all these years, he told us he's happy to acknowledge that fact, but
I still can't remember all the words perfectly. People don't mind. I mean, it's just a rambling old song, but I can never get the words right. The audience do.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my heart, and that's what really hurts. The morning sun, when it's in your face, really shows your age. Don't worry me none, in my eyes you're everything. I laughed at all of your jokes, my love you didn't need to coax. Oh Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul, and that's a pain I can do without. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand. But you turned into a lover and mother. What a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed, and in the morning kick me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, cause you
you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried. I suppose I could collect my books and get on back to school, or steal my daddy's cue and make a living out of playing pool, or find myself a rock and roll band that needs a helping hand. Oh, Maggie, I wished I'd never seen your face. You made a first-class fool out of me, but I'm as blind as a fool can be. You stole my heart, but I loved you anyway.
You're listening to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
Jerry Beckley from America on the band's influences.
Obviously, the inspirations are pretty, we wear all of that stuff on our sleeve. We usually say, you know, Brian Wilson and Lennon and McCartney and stuff. But also, we're children of that era of the Byrds and Buffalo Springfield and stuff. So that's not a bad comparison.
1971, America's self-titled debut album.
I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz, and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse. To be out of the rain in the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain. After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. Had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rains. The ocean is a desert with its life underground and a perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Yeah, one of those great kind of American signature songs by America from their 1971 self-titled debut album, A Horse With No Name. Fun fact, that song was actually banned by some radio stations back in the day because the term horse being a reference to heroin. Now, the song was far from anything of that kind of nature and still went gold and remains America's biggest hit. Matt Wolf, it is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, having a lot of fun spotlighting some choice albums turning 50 years old this year, all Memorial Day weekend. And speaking of America,
it's never stopped growing. You know, it's like been a hit record on steroids.
Don McLean breaks down the day the music died. That's on the flip side.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.